让我们能够在这样复活日的清晨来享受主的荣耀丰富。
We thank the Lord on this day of His resurrection. We can come in joyous fullness and His grace.
我们不饼就停在这里。
The breaking of bread will stop here.
儿童主日学的老师们、儿童们可以去参加儿童主日学。
And the Sunday school teacher and children can go to your Sunday school classes.
我们再来唱两节诗歌，277首。
We're going to sing two more verses as Psalm. And our hymn is 277.
我愿更多认识基督。
More about Jesus, what I know.
我想这是我们许多弟兄姊妹都心中所盼望。
This is our desire.
我愿更多认识基督。
More about Jesus, what I know.
我们唱第一节和第三节。
We'll sing verse 1 and 3. Lord, we just want to pour our desire of our heart through this song.
我们真是渴望能更多认识你这位荣耀丰富到极点的耶稣基督。
How we want to know you, the Lord, who is so full of grace and glory.
我们知道如果要说说你的荣耀丰富，我们就是有千万个文士，穹苍都变成白纸，海洋都变成墨汁，都是说说不完的。
To describe all your fullness and glory, though there are thousands of scribes, there's so many inks, and the parchments like the sky cannot describe all your fullness.
我们许多人有的已经蒙恩几十年了。
Some of us have been saved many, many years.
也有的是蒙恩刚刚很短的一段时间。
Some of us may be just saved for a very short time.
但是我们都同样觉得我们得出的认识还不过是沧海当中的一粟，不过是一点点而已。
But we all acknowledge that what we know about you is just so little bit.
但是我们渴望圣灵来开启我们，来带领我们，能够越过越多的明白基督的荣耀丰富。
But how we ask the Holy Spirit to lead us so that we will know how full and how glorious you are.
好像我们这一生能够脱离贫穷软弱，进入你的荣耀丰富。
That we might be away from our poverty, we can enter in your glory and fullness.
今天早晨我们这里聚集的时候。
When we gather before you this morning,
荣耀的主啊，你就在这里与我们同在。
May glorious Lord be with us this morning.
借着圣灵 把你自己启示给我们。
Through the Spirit, reveal yourself to us.
让我们认识你自己和你的宝贵的心意。
That we might know you and your precious desire.
求主祝福你的话语。
May you bless your word.
求主祝福我们众弟兄姊妹。
May you bless all the brothers and sisters.
求主祝福你的教会。
May we bless your church.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
我们和弟兄姊妹先来读哥罗西书第一章。
We'll first turn to the book of Colossians chapter 1.
我们读十三节。到十九节
read from verse 13 to verse 19.
啊，我们要先来读英文。
We'll read English first.
就是小梅带着弟兄姊妹，大家手中有英文圣经的，都一同来读英文圣经。
Those who have English Bible, read it all together. Verse 13. For he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves.In whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For by him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers, or rulers or authorities, all things were created by him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. And he is the head of the body, the church,He is the beginning and the firstborn from among the dead, so that in everything he might have the supremacy. For God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him.
好，现在我们中文来到中文圣经啊，第十三节开始，他我们脱离黑暗的权势，把我们迁到他爱子的国里。我们在这爱子里得蒙救赎，再过得以赦免。爱子是那不能看见之神的像，是所生的，在一起被造的一先，因为万有都是靠他造的，无论是天上的、地上的、能看见的、不能看见的，或是有位的、主治的、执政的、掌权的，一概都是借着他造的，又是为他造的。他在万有之先，万有也靠他而立。他也是教会全体之首，他是原始，是从死里首先复生的，是他可以在凡事上居首位，因为父喜欢叫一切的丰盛在他里面居住。这一段圣经就讲到爱子的荣耀和丰富。
This passage talks about the fullness and the glory of the beloved Son.
他特别强调神的儿子，他叫爱子。
Especially emphasize on the Son of God called the beloved Son.
这个第十五节呢，他说到爱子是那不能看见之神的像。
He said, He, which is the beloved Son of God, is the image of the invisible God.
我盼望每一位弟兄姊妹都能够把记住这句话。爱子是那不能看见之神的像。
So He is the image of the invisible God.
还有第十九节呢，因为父喜欢叫一切的丰盛在他里面居住。
And verse 19, For God was pleased.To have all his fullness dwell in him.
在这第二章的第三第二节。
In chapter two,
第三节。
Colossians chapter two, verse three.
这是先读中文好了。
In Chinese first.
所积蓄的一切智慧知识，都在他里面藏着。英文。
In whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge?
第九节英文先读。
In verse 9, English first, together. For in Christ all the fullness of the deity lives in bodily form.
好，中文来读。 因为神本性一切的丰盛都有心有体的居住在基督里面，这都是很重要的圣经句。
These are very, very important verses.
盼望弟兄姊妹都能够记在心里边。
I hope you can memorize it in your heart.
这里讲到神本性一切的丰盛，都是有形有体的居住在基督里面。
For in Christ, all the fullness of the deity lives in bodily form.
我们现在再读以弗所书第一章。
We turn back to Ephesians chapter 1.
我们要从十七节读下来，读到末了第二十三节。
Verse 17 to 23, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 17 to 23.
我们还是先来读英文好。
I read it together in English. I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation, so that you may know him better.I pray also that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope in which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints, and his incomparably great power for us who believe. That power is like the working of his mighty strength, which he exalted in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly realms. Far above all rule and authority,power and dominion, and every title that can be given, not only in the present age, but also in the one to come. And God placed all things under his feet and appointed him to be head over everything for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills everything in every way.
现在中文就来读啊，
从
第七节开始。求我们主耶稣基督的神，荣耀的父，将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们，使你们真知道他，并且照明你们心中的眼睛，使你们知道他的恩召以何等指望，他在圣徒中得的基业以何等丰盛的荣耀，并知道他向我们在信的人所显的能力是何等浩大，就是照他在基督身上所运行的大能大力，使他从死里复活，叫他在天上坐在自己的右边，远超过一切执政的、掌权的、有能的、主治的和一切有名的，不但是今世的，连来世的也都超过了，又将万有伏在他的脚下，是他为教会做万有之首，教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。这段圣经非常的丰富。
This passage is very, very rich.
是保罗来为了教会祷告，要来知道神这般丰富的。
Is that when Paul prayed for the church that the church might know all kinds, various fullness of God.
前面讲了很多。
Previously, he talked a lot about on this.
最后呢，讲到教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。
At the end, he said the church is his body, the fullness of him who fills everything in every way.
我想圣经就先读到这里。
That's the end of the scripture reading.
我在长岛服侍了将近九年。
I've been serving in this Long Island Church about 9 years now.
我正是很盼望在这里我服侍的这段期间，能够把我们在主面前所领受的最重要、最忠心、最丰富的信息来传递给弟兄姊妹。
I would like to share with you the most important and the center theme of God's will to us.
在今天早晨我要传讲的主题是讲到基督的身体。
So the theme of this morning's sermon is the body of Christ.
这是可以说是非常重要非常重要。
And it is so very important topic.
是保罗在神面前祷告要求神把智慧知识的灵赐给我们，让我们来认识的。
It's something that Paul had prayed for the church that God will give us a spirit of wisdom and revelation that we might understand this topic.
所以我盼望我们每一位弟兄姊妹都能够好好的听。
I hope that every one of us will listen very attentively.
因为这是非常非常重要。
Because this is very, very important.
我先想问弟兄姊妹一个问题。
First, I'd like to ask everybody a question.
就你知道不知道神在宇宙中间他最想要做的一件事情是什么？
Do you know what is one thing that God most wanted to do in this universe?
那就是神要为他的儿子，他的独生儿子，他的爱子建立一个身体。
It is that he wanted to establish a body for his son, his only son, his most beloved son.
这叫做基督的身体。
It's called the body of Christ.
来彰显神在他儿子基督里边呢一切的荣耀丰富的
so that the body can manifest the glory and fullness of his son Jesus.
那么这个呢是神永远的旨意
and this is God's eternal purpose.
啊，也是圣经中非常大非常大的一个启示
and it's a very big revelation in the Bible.
啊，我们现在说的头一点呢，就是神是最爱他的儿子
First we talk aboutGod most loved his own son.
圣经中给我们看见了神有几次来向人宣告他的爱子的身份。
Many times in the Bible, God had declared to men, how he loved his own son.
比方当主耶稣在约旦河里面受浸的时候天上的神就能宣告说这是我的爱子我所喜悦。
For example, when Jesus was being baptized in the Jordan River, the Father in heaven tell man that this is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased.
啊，再比方，当主耶稣在变化山上变了形象，那无比的荣耀彰显出来的时候。
And also when Jesus was on the Mount of Transfiguration, when he displayed his immense glory before men.
那个天上的声音有意识的宣告这是我的爱子我所喜悦。
Again, there's a voice from heaven declaring, this is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased.
我们都知道每一个人呢都喜欢夸耀我们的儿子。
We all like to boast about our son.
尤其是一个独生儿子。
Especially the only son.
尤其这个独生儿子呢又是非常的聪明非常的有爱心非常的孝顺父母非常的啊有很多很多的优点
especially a son who's full of good merits very intelligent full of love and honor the parents
所以这样做父母的人呢 经常在亲戚朋友跟前呢讲到我的儿子怎样我的儿子怎样我的儿子怎样
and the parents would like to boast about his son how he's so good and so good in front of the relatives
都是要把我儿子的那许多的优点那许多的特色来向人宣告出来
they want to declare the goodness and special characteristic or characters of his own son
神也是这样的
and God is the same
神也是喜欢在宇宙中间呢就宣告他的儿子是多么尊贵多么荣耀多么丰富多么多么多么多么多么好
so God also want to declare to the universe how wonderful how special of this only son
你看诗篇第二篇呢、神就是向万国万民宣告
And in Psalm chapter 2, God is declaring to the whole universe,
我已经立我的君在他锡安圣山上了。
I already established my king on Mount Zion.
我要把立国赐给他的基业，把地级赐给他做田产。
I want to give him the nation as an inheritance.
这是神向万民宣告他的儿子耶稣基督的尊贵荣耀。
So how he declared his son's honor.
纽格罗的箴言第八章啊。那就更加奇妙了。
And also in Proverbs chapter 8 is most amazing.
这个箴言第八章你去读起来呀、那真是觉得这是非常奇妙宝贵的一段圣经。
And also when you read that, you see how precious this is.
那就是要向我们启示基督就是神的智慧。
It's revealing to us that Jesus is the wisdom of God.
这是基督在那里自己呀、在那里说出他在父神眼中那个宝贵那个珍贵
He's declaring how precious it is before the Father
他讲到我从亘古就有我的太初万物还没创造的时候我就在那里
I was before the establishment of the earth
啊，他就讲到神创造万有的时候，我在那里就做他的工程师。
He said, I'm the craftsman when God was creating the earth.
他说我日日为他所喜爱，常常在他面前踊跃。
He said, I'm full of delight day after day, rejoicing always in his presence.
我每次到了圣言第八章这段圣经呢，我的心中也就跳跃起来。
Every time when I read this portion of Proverbs chapter 8, my heart also rejoices.
我们好像看见一幅图画。
As if I see a picture.
一幅非常美好的图画。
A beautiful picture.
看见神的爱子啊，就在神面前欢喜跳跃的光景。
It is his only begotten son rejoicing, filling with delight before God.
这父神是多么的爱他。
And how much God the Father loved his son.
父神为着他创造万有。
For him, he created heaven and earth.
也借着他来创造万有。
And through him, he created everything.
并且叫他承受万有。
And also let him be the to inherit everything.
你看看呢，神的爱子在神面前呢，这是多么好，多么好的一位。
How wonderful it is his beloved son before God the Father.
每一次我们读，我们的心都被他所吸引。
So every time when we read it, we are attracted to this.
这什么叫做爱子呢？
What is the beloved son?
爱子的意思啊，就是把父亲展现出来的意思。
Beloved son is one who manifests the father.
因为儿子啊，都是展现父亲的。
Because son is supposed to manifest the father.
我们常常看见有的人的儿子啊，哎，你一看见他，觉得，哎，他就像他父亲一模一样。
So when you look at the son, he looks so much like his father.
所以你看见这个儿子啊，哎，好像看见他父亲一样。
So when you look at the son, you have seen the father.
所以这位神是怎么样的一位神呢？
So what kind of God is the God?
这个天父是怎么样的一位呢？
And what about God the Father? What is he like?
到主耶稣来到地上的时候，
When Jesus came to earth,
这位神的爱子啊，就把神的多半尊贵、荣耀、丰富啊，都一一的从他身上展现出来。
So the beloved Son manifests all his honor and all the fullness of God the Father.
好，那么第二点呢？
Secondly,
这个神就把他一切的丰富啊，都藏在他的里面。
God had put all his fullness to dwell in his in Christ.
那就神把他的爱，把他的荣耀，把他的能力，把他各方面的丰富，都是放在他的儿子耶稣基督里边。
God's fullness, as is his love, his honor, all the good things about God is all dwell in Christ.
所以你要知道吧，今天我们所信的耶稣基督啊，就是神的宝藏。
So Christ that we believe is our treasure.
他是宇宙中的宝藏。
He's a treasure in the universe.
就是我们常常叫他的宇宙至宝。
He's the most precious one, treasure one in the whole universe.
我们都要认识啊，我们的主耶稣基督是宇宙中间的至宝。
So we must know and acknowledge that Jesus is the is our treasure.
因为这位神的爱子是承受了父亲一切的荣耀丰富。
Because this beloved son inherit all the fullness and glory from the father.
所以神啊，就要为他这位爱子呢，来建立一个身体，来把他儿子的荣耀丰富呢，在宇宙中间展现出来，表达出来。
So father had to prepare a body for his son, so that the body can manifest Christ's fullness and glory.
我们每一个人的身体啊，都是我们这个人的一个展现我们自己的一个凭借。
So the body is the mean for to reflect who we are.
你想想，我们这个人呢、啊，我们的爱心也好，我们的能力也好，我们的智慧也好，我们都借着什么地方展现出来呀、啊、
？So how would our love, our glory, our talent be manifested?、
都是在我们这个身体里边的具体表达出来。
It is.Realistically, it's being manifested by our body.
所以假设我要这个小梅，我看见小梅在这里，我就知道小梅这个人这样。
So if I see Debbie is here, so I know what kind of person she is.
所以这个人在哪？小梅在哪呢？你看见这个身体在这里，就小梅就在这里。
So when you see the body of Debbie, so you know Debbie is here.
好，所以这个就是主耶稣基督也是这样。他在介绍他的身体来把他自己展现出来。
Jesus is the same way. He used the body to reflect who he is.
是什么叫做基督的身体呢？
So what is the body of Christ?
用最简单的一句话来说啊。
Simply put,
就是叫这个身体从这个身体身上你看见主耶稣基督。
Is that through the body we can know who Jesus is?
啊，是把借着的身体啊，把基督具体的能够显在这个宇宙中间。
So through the body, Christ Jesus can be realistically manifested in this universe.
好，所以现在我们来讲到教会就是这一个基督的身体。
Now we move to talk about the church is the body of Christ.
这教会是基督的身体这件事情呢，是宇宙当中一个极大极大的奥秘。
The church, this is the body of Christ, is the greatest mystery in the universe.
这个奥秘的基督的身体啊，从两方面来把它表达出来。
And this church is the body of Christ being expressed two different aspects.
第一面呢，就基督是这个身体的头。
Is that first is Christ is the head of this body.
第二面呢，教会就是这个基督的身体。
Secondly is the church is the body of Christ.
这两个点啊，我先简单的用两句话来讲一下。
I'm just very briefly describe this.
就是基督是这个教会就身体的头。
So first, Christ is the head of this body.
那教会呢是基督的身体。
And the church is the body of Christ.
圣经中有两卷最高启示的书。
The two books in the Bible that have the highest revelation.
一卷是以弗所书。
First is the book of Ephesians.
以弗所书就讲了教会是基督的身体。
The book of Ephesians describes the church is the body of Christ.
重在身体。
And the emphasis on the body.
另外一卷呢是哥罗西书。
The other one is the book of Colossians.
哥罗西书是讲到基督是教会的头。
And emphasize on Christ being the head of the church.
就重在头。
So the emphasis of Christ on the head.
也就讲到重在基督做元首。
Meaning emphasis on Christ of the supremacy.
这是使徒保罗在他晚年的时候，他已经在属灵生命上达到了极高极高的境界。
Is that when Paul in his old age, it is a spiritual, highest spiritual maturity.
是正当他在属灵生命已经达到高峰的时候啊，他写了这两卷的书信。
So as his spiritual life reached the climax, he wrote these two books.
借着这两卷书信呢，把宇宙上一个最大的奥秘呢，向我们启示出来。
So he wrote these two books to show us the mystery in the universe.
因为教会这个东西啊，在旧约圣经中，在旧约时代啊，是一个隐藏的奥秘。
Because church in the Old Testament is a hidden mystery.
旧约时代的人呢，完全不认识这件事情。
Because people in the Old Testament doesn't know anything about what the church.
那是到了新约时代的时候啊，这个奥秘才展现出来。
Is that when we come to the New Testament time?
才显示出来。
The entity of church had been revealed.
啊，那么先是主耶稣自己来启示。
First, the Lord Jesus came to reveal this truth to us.
就记载在马太福音十六章，马太十六章。
It's recorded in Matthew chapter 16.
当主耶稣问门徒，你们说我人子是谁呀？
Is that when Jesus asked his disciples, who do people think the Son of Man is?
那么有的人说这样，有的人说那样，那不去讲他。
And so some people say this and that, we're not talking about this.
彼得呢说，你是基督，是永生神的儿子。
But yet, Peter said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God.
主耶稣啊，就说，他西门巴约纳呀，你是有福的，因为这个不是人所虚弱的人指示你的，那是天上的父启示给你的。
And Jesus told Peter, blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for this is not revealed to you by men, but by my Father in heaven.
这个彼得在千千万万人当中啊，就认识耶稣是基督，是永生神的儿子。
Peter, among all the millions of people, he recognized that he is the Christ, the Son of the living God.
主耶稣，这个不是你自己知道的，也不是人告诉你的。
Jesus said, "This is you don't know this yourself. It's not the revelation. It's not from man."
这是一个极大的启示，是天父启示给你。
It is the greatest revelation. It's revealed to you by my Father in heaven.
那么主耶稣接下去呢，就说我还要告诉你。
And then Jesus said, and I will tell you.
那主耶稣是再进一步的启示。
And further, Jesus revealed this.
他我告诉你啊，我要把我的教会建造在这个磐石上。
He said, on this rock I will build my church.
啊，主耶稣第一次来启示教会了。
So it's the first time Jesus revealed about the church.
而这个教会建造在哪里呢
？What is the church built on?
建造在这个磐石上。
It's on the rock.
我说这个磐石就是主耶稣基督。
And this rock is Christ Jesus himself.
也就是说，当人认识了这位耶稣基督之后。
Is that when people know about who Jesus is?
当人在圣灵的启示中间，眼睛被开起来，看见这位荣耀的耶稣基督之后。
Is that when after revelation of Holy Spirit, when people's eyes are enlightened?
下面教会就开始产生了。
So this is how the church come about.
这教会啊，就是在人在圣灵的启示当中认识耶稣是基督是神的儿子之后啊。这个磐石教会就建造在这个根基上这个磐石上
So when the Holy Spirit reveals about who Christ is and then the church will be formed on this rock
啊，所以到了新约时代新约圣经里边后来使徒和先知们也是得到这个启示
And also when we come to New Testament time the apostles and the prophets also receive revelation from the Holy Spirit
使徒和先知在圣灵的启示中得到了这一个这奥秘的认识之后，就开始教会的建立。
So after they are being revealed by the Holy Spirit about the church, they come to know the mystery of Christ. So the church is being established.
那么这个就是以弗所书第二章里面讲到啊，教会是被建造在使徒和先知的根基上。
This is talk about the church is built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets.
那就当使徒和先知得着圣灵的启示，认识了基督之后啊，他就传讲出来。
So is that when the apostles and prophets receive revelation from the Holy Spirit about the body of Christ, they preach about it.
所以这个教会呢，就是这样，因着使徒和先知的启示和教导，教会就得到建立起来。
So this is how church is established because the apostles and prophets after receiving revelation they witness and preach about it.
这教会的建立不是人的能力人的智慧人的热心所建造起来的。
So the establishment of the church is not built on men's enthusiasm or knowledge.
教会的建立就在于借着使徒和先知所传讲的基督认识了基督之后就开始有了建立
So church is after the revelation and the preaching of from the apostles and the prophets how they know about Christ so the church is being established
也就是当我们从使徒和先知的教导当中得到了启示对主耶稣也有了认识之后啊，开始就有了教会的建立
So after the teaching of the apostles and the preaching how we know about Christ this is how the church started
那么现在我来讲到教会要这个基督的身体啊，它的产生的一个经过
So we talk about the process of the birth of the church or Christ's body
这第一件事情呢先讲到就神的儿子从天上他道成肉身来成为人的样子来到人的中间
It's first we talk about how the Son of God Jesus became flesh and come and take the form of a man and live among us
他来与我们这帮人连接在一起
He come and be united with us men
所以他了解我们人在地上的种种情形
So he comprehend and understand everything about men
因为我们有虚弱之体
We have this flesh of
主耶主耶稣也照样亲自成了虚弱之体
And Christ himself also took on the flesh
他像我们一样在凡事上经过试探
He also was tempted like us by
many
things
但是呢他把一切试探都胜过
But he overcame all temptations
并且他借着死败坏了当时间的魔鬼
And also through the cross he destroyed destroyed Satan
他体谅我们的软弱
He is mindful of our weakness.
担当我们的过犯和我们的罪恶。
He bear our sins and our burden.
啊，这是第一点。然后呢，主耶稣就借着十字架呀，败坏了人类的最大的仇敌魔鬼。
And through the cross, he destroyed the greatest enemy of the human race, which is Satan.
他借着这十字架上舍命流血。
And through sacrificing himself on the cross and bled on the cross,
解决了我们人一切问题。
It solved all the problems.
就成就了神那个救赎的大功。
And accomplished a great work of salvation.
并且将他那个生命从他身上释放出来。
And he releases, gives out all his life to us.
啊，然后呢，父神就把他用右手把他高举起来。
And God the Father exalted him to the highest.
立他为主为基督。
And set him as Christ and Lord.
啊，并且赐下圣灵来。
And then send down the Holy Spirit.
叫人圣灵呢，叫人悔改相信耶稣。
And that he can convict men to repentance and believe in the Lord Jesus.
那么当这般我们这般人因着圣灵的光照、圣灵的教导和启示，接受了耶稣基督做救主之后。
And after the Holy Spirit's teaching, revelation, and conviction, after we receive Jesus,
圣灵就把我们这般蒙神所救赎的呢，就进成一个身体。
And the Holy Spirit baptized us into one body.
在圣灵的浸里边呢，就进成了一个身体。
In the baptism of the Holy Spirit, we become one body.
这样教会就产生了。
This is how the church comes into being.
那这就是主耶稣所说的啦，一粒麦是。不落在地里死了，人就是一粒。
This is what Jesus said. He said, "Verily I tell you, unless a kernel of wheat falls into ground and dies,
若是死了呢，就结出许多的子粒来。
If it dies, it produces many seeds."
所以弟兄姊妹，你知不知道，你我今天呢，我们就是主耶稣这一粒麦子死掉，然后呢，就把我们他因着他的复活，就把我们结出来，我们是他所结出来的。Yeah, 一粒一粒的麦子。
We are that seeds that the Lord, after he dies in the ground, and produce many seeds. We are those, the seeds.
然而我们这许多的麦子啊，在圣灵的制作的过程中，就把我们集合，就成了一个饼。
So we, many seeds, under the working of the Holy Spirit, are united to become one bread.
这个饼呢，就是基督的身体。
And that bread or loaf is becomes the body of Christ.
所以我们每一个主日早晨呢，我们来擘饼纪念主。
So every Sunday morning, we come and remember the Lord.
你要知道这个饼代表什么。
Do you know what this bread or loaf represents?
这个饼不仅是代表主耶稣基督的肉身在十字架上替我们舍了。
This bread not only represents how Jesus died in the flesh for us, on the cross. Not only that, he sacrificed his life and bled on the cross for us. And gave up his life to us. That we might be saved.
And in the
Under the working Holy Spirit, we become one body, become one bread or one loaf.
所以我们今天在这擘饼的时候啊，这个饼也是代表我们众圣徒在基督里边已经被浸成一个身体了。
So as we are on the breaking of bread meeting, we look at the bread. It's really the Holy Spirit who work together and make us into one body.
所以哥林多前书第十章那里就讲到啊。我们虽多，人是一个饼，一个身体。
So 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 17 is that although, because there's one loaf, we are many, are one body.
我盼望弟兄姊妹都能够了解这一点。
I hope you really can comprehend this.
我们这里许多的弟兄姊妹。
Here we have many brothers and sisters.
几十个也好。
A few dozen,
几百个也好
or a few hundred,
或者几千个也好
or a few thousand,
我们在基督里边都被圣灵浸成一个身体
but in the Holy Spirit we're being baptized into one body
就像今天我说擘的饼一样
just,
一个饼
just like the bread is one loaf
我们人虽多我们人是一个饼是一个身体
we are many but we are one body for we all share one loaf
所以整卷四徒行传就是给我们看见基督这个伟大的身体在地上的行动。
So the book of Acts is really the actions of this body, the Church of Christ.
我们读前面的四福音呢，四福音是讲到主耶稣在肉身中在地上所行的种种的事迹。
So the four gospels describe everything that Jesus did on earth.
啊，而四字形色呢，是讲的复活圣贤的基督，在他的身体，在教会这个基督的身体里边，在地上的行动和一切的工作。
But yet in the book of Acts, it's really how Jesus after his resurrection. Resurrected, how he moved in his body and all the things that it did.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们说四度行政的时候，不是单单来看到彼得怎么传道，保罗怎么传道。
So when we look at the book of Acts, we are not only looking how Peter was preaching, how Paul was preaching.
我们更是要看见这圣灵怎么走在一起。
Is that the Holy Spirit is holding everything over there.
这圣灵在基督的身体里面，在教会里面，在这个地上，在世界上做见，为复活的基督做见证。
It's the Holy Spirit bearing witness of Christ in this body.
所以《使徒行传》的主题啊，就是讲的基督的身体在地上怎样表现基督，见证基督。
So the Acts really is the manifestation of how the body of Christ manifests Christ Himself.
所以我们要来讲到。我每一个基督徒啊，我们都需要有圣灵的启示来认识这个基督的身体。
Therefore, we all need the revelation of this Holy Spirit so we might know about this church, the body of Christ.
我们现在旧约里面旧约的预表来看看这个基督的身体。
Let's look at the Old Testament how he symbolized this body of Christ.
旧约里面是一个隐藏的奥秘。
Because in the Old Testament, the
church
is a hidden
mystery.
So he did not say
因为那个奥秘还没有启示出来
，because the mystery had not been revealed.
但是一幅隐藏的一幅一幅的图画
，but there are many hidden pictures in it.
啊，已经能给我们看见了将来的一个脚印
，that we can see the shadow of what's going to come later.
你觉得很奇妙的一件事情
，one thing is truly amazing.
在当初神将以色列百姓从埃及拯救出来的那个故事。
We know about the story how God redeemed and led the Israelites out of Egypt.
就这帮以色列百姓呢，他们在埃及本来做法老王的奴仆，做苦工，叫苦连天的。
At first, they are toiling so much, they are complaining because they work so hard under Pharaoh.
后来神就把他们从埃及法老王的底下就救赎出来。
So God delivered them out of the hand of Pharaoh.
当这是借着他过逾越节吃羔羊的，吃羔羊的肉和羔羊的那个涂羔羊的宝血。
It is the story of the Passover, how they eat the meat of the lamb and also use the blood to put it around the frame, door frame.
他们就这样从被神就从埃及救赎出来了，离开埃及了。
So this is how they are delivered and left Egypt.
然后经过旷野。
They went through wilderness.
神要把他们带到那个神所应许的驴奶与蜜的那个美地去。
And they're going to be led to the promised land of milk and honey.
你要注意啊，这个以色列呢，没有一个人是单独行动的。
And notice all the Israelites, none of them go out by themselves.
当他们从埃及出来，当他们在旷野经过，当他们进到应许神所应许的美地。
As they left Egypt, they wandered in the wilderness, entered into the promised land.
没有一个人是单独走路的。
Nobody is alone.
都是整体的。
They move as a group.
这个六十万的军队是一起出来的。
The 600,000 army of God, they all came out together.
六十万军队是只讲到男丁呐。
And this only the talking about the men.
但是加上妇女孩子。
If you add on the children and the women.
可能在200,000左右。
It could be about 2 million people.
这是个200,000左右的以色列人呐，他们没有一个是单独行动。
All these 2 millions of Israelites, none of them move by themselves.
他们是整体离开埃及的。
They move as a whole group away from Egypt.
他们也是整体经过旷野的。
And as a group, they went through the wilderness.
他们是整体进到那个驴奶与蜜之地去。
And as a group also, they enter into the land of promise.
你们也看见过这圣经里面讲，有一个医生来说，哎，你们先去吧，我慢慢再来。
Is, did you look at the Bible said there's one Israelite that said, go ahead, I'm going to take my time.
因为有没有一个以色列人说，哎，你走你的路，我走我的路，反正我们都到那个流奶与蜜的地方去。
Or any Israelite that said, you know, you take your own, you take this way, I'll take the other way, and we will all get to the land, the land milk of honey.
你们犹大支派，你们自己走吧。
Oh, Judah, the tribe of Judah, you just go ahead.
啊，你们又是自派，你们自己走吧。
Or the tribe of Joseph, you just go ahead by yourself.
十二个自派的人，没有一个自派是单独行动。
So in all the 12 tribes of the Israelites, none of the tribe would be go by themselves.
所以这个两百万的以色列百姓呢，都是集合成一个整体。
So all these 2 million of Israelites, they are gathered as one group.
是基督身体的行动。
So it is a movement of the body of Christ.
所以我们最近礼拜六晚上我们查的民数记啊，正好讲到这件事情。
So as we are studying the Bible on Saturday night, we were studying the book of Numbers, we're talking about this.
就讲到这两百万的以色列百姓啊，他们从埃及出来经过旷野到迦南美地区啊，他们都是被神编组成为一体的。
And it's God who put them together as a group as they left Egypt, go through the wilderness, and go into the promised land.
民数记先开头的时候啊，讲到摩西来数遍神的百姓。
In the beginning of the book of Numbers, how Moses numbered the people in the beginning.
数遍百姓意思啊，就把他们编组成为一个军队。
So counting them together is like how to make them as like in an army.
并且呢，他们都是围绕着会幕，以会幕做中心的。
And how they are settled around the tabernacle is that take the tabernacle as the center.
那么这些神的百姓呢，他们各站在神所安排的地位上。
And they all stand in the position according what God had put them.
没有自己拣选的。
It is they do not make their own choice.
也不得自己高兴的。
Or until up to their pleasure.
犹大支派的人不能说我喜欢西边，我就住在西边吧。
The tribe of Judah cannot say I like to stay in the west side, so I'm going to the west side.
在马纳西支派的人也不能够说我喜欢东边，我就来到东边吧。
On the tribe of Manasseh, to say I cannot be in the east because I like to be on the east.
不能由你自己拣选。
You cannot have your own choice.
都要照着神的指示，神把你们集合在一起。
Is everything according to the command and direction of God?
所以我们人虽多，我们却是一个饼，一个身体。
So as the Bible said, we are many, yet we are body, we are one loaf.
所以这叫做基督身体的行动。
So this is the movement of the body of Christ.
因为现在我们再来讲到在新约圣经里面神给我们的启示。
And let's look at the New Testament, how God revealed it to us.
我们现在讲保罗得救的故事。
We talk about the conversion story of Paul.
当保罗得救的时候啊，主就给他一个很重要的启示。
As Paul was saved, God gave him a very important revelation.
叫他认识什么是基督的身体。
That he might know what is the body of Christ.
因为那个时候呢，保罗叫做扫罗。
At that time, Paul is called Saul.
那个时候扫罗还没有信主之前呢，他就从大祭司那里拿了文书，要到大马士去捉拿那帮信耶稣的人。
So because at that time, Paul took some documents from the chief high priest and going to arrest all the Christians.
那正当他们这样，正当保罗在行走要去捉拿耶稣的时候，要去捉拿基督徒的时候呢？
As he's ready to arrest all the Christians,
忽然天上有个大光照耀。
And suddenly there's a bright light from heaven.
那么主耶稣却亲自向他显现，对他说话。
And Jesus manifests himself and spoke to him.
他说：“扫罗，扫罗，你为什么逼迫我？”
He said, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?"
这个扫罗说：“主啊，你是谁啊？”
And Saul asked, "Who are you, Lord?"
耶稣说：“我就是你所逼迫的拿撒勒人耶稣。”
And said, "I'm Jesus Nazareth, whom you are persecuting."
这个扫罗一听见这个声音，怎么是这样？
And Saul was saying, "How could that be? How could that be?"
我是去逼迫那些信耶稣的人。
I'm just trying to persecute those who believe in Jesus.
我可没有逼迫耶稣。
How could I persecute you?
我是逼迫那些信耶稣的人，他们胡说八道的，讲耶稣复活了等等。
I only persecuted the Christian who were just babbling about how Jesus being resurrected. I'm arresting them.
但主耶稣说，你是逼迫我。
And Jesus said, "You're persecuting me."
所以弟兄姊妹，你知道这里的关键吗？
So do you know the important point here?
那就是讲到啊，这些信耶稣的人和我 是连成一个整体的。
So what Jesus is saying, all the people that you are persecuting and me, we are united into one body.
我是这个身体的头。
I'm the head of this body.
那么这些你所逼迫的基督徒呢，都是我的基督的身体。
And all the people you're persecuting, they are my body.
所以你逼迫这些信耶稣的人呢，就是逼迫我。
So when you persecuting all the Christians, you're persecuting me.
假设我把小梅身体这个不小心就砸他了一下，或者是应该某一个缘故就伤到他的手膀臂了。
Or if I'm being hurt, my arms are being hurt.
我打他一下手。
I'm being hit.
那小梅就说：“你为什么打我？”
And I would say, "Why do you hit me?"
我说：“我没有打你，我是打你的手一下而已啊。”
I said, "I did not hit you. I'm hitting your arm only."
小梅就说：“你打我的手就是打我嘛。”
When you hit my arm, you're hitting me.
这个手和他是不能够分开的。
Because the arm and me cannot be separated.
这弟兄姊妹，你知道不知道？
So do you know, brothers and sisters?
我每一个基督徒啊，我们是基督身体上的一个肢体。
Because we are a member of the body of Christ.
我们和主耶稣基督这个头啊，是连在一起啊，是不能够分开的。
And we are united with the head, cannot be separated.
所以弟兄姊妹要小心啊。
So be careful.
你不要难为任何一个弟兄姊妹。
Do not trouble any of this a member of the body.
我们不可以伤害任何一个基督徒。
We cannot harm any of one of the Christians.
当我们和一个人记得一个弟兄姊妹过不去的时候，就是和主耶稣过不去。
So if we have any problems with one of the Christians, we have problem with Christ himself.
这就会叫我们在属灵生命上受到亏损。
It will cause harm to our own spiritual life.
所以我在主面前祷告，主啊，求你保守我。
So I pray before the Lord, Lord, please.Keep me.
是我不去伤害任何一个弟兄姊妹。
That I will not hurt any brother or sister.
因为我们这些天然的人呢，我们很容易伤害人。
Because we in the natural man, we easily hurt others.
像我们在家庭里面呢，我就很容易伤害到我的太太。
Or in the family, I hurt my wife easily.
我和弟兄姊妹配合这些，我有时候很容易伤害到梁颂元弟兄。
So as we're working together in the church, I can offend Brother Leung easily.
假如我稍微讲话这个急躁一点呢，就把梁颂元弟兄就伤害到。
So if I speak something harshly, I might hurt Brother Leung.
所以主就给我这方面的看见之后呢，我正祷告主啊，我这个人很容易伤害到别人，求主保守我，说不要伤害到任何一个弟兄，任何一个姊妹。
So as I receive the enlightenment, I pray to the Lord, please keep me so that I will not hurt anyone in the church.
因为如果我和一个弟兄、一个姊妹作对的话，就是和主作对，就是难为主。
So if I have any problem with a brother or sisters, I'm having problem with the Lord.
所以这个是保罗一得救的时候。神就给他开启这一个认识基督的身体。
So as soon as Paul was saved, the Lord showed him this great revelation.
还不是这样。
Not only this.
再进一步。
Furtherly.
主不但是叫他认识基督的身体，并且也把他带进引领进到基督身体的实际里面去。
So not only that God shows Paul the revelation of the body of Christ, but also he letinto the reality of the body of Christ.
是保罗那一天呢，就是被大光照耀，认识了这个复活的耶稣之后啊。
So after the great light shone on him, he knew about the great Jesus.
你知道，主耶稣所以拣选保罗呢，就是为着要叫保罗做一个伟大的器皿。
God had chosen Paul in order that he can be a great vessel for God.
要到外邦人中间呢，去为耶稣。做见证传道
that he might be a witness to the Gentiles and preach over there.
但是呢，主耶稣没有直接给他讲。
But yet, Jesus did not speak to him directly.
主耶稣啊，叫他呀，你进到大马士城里去。在大马士城里呢，有一个人叫做亚纳尼亚，要为你按手祷告，并且呢，要把你所做的事，他来告诉你。
Jesus told Paul to go into the city and said there will be a disciple called Ananias and he will tell you what you should do.
那我们想嘛，主耶稣你要叫保罗做什么事情，你直接告诉他就可以了吗？
And you may say, you know, Jesus, if you want Paul to do something, why don't you speak to him directly?
本来主耶稣也可以这么做的。
Oh, Jesus can do that.
但是主耶稣这里有一个基督身体的原则。
But there is the principle of the body of Christ here.
我要叫你经历到 进入这个基督的身体里面去。
Because I want you to experience the life of the body of Christ.
所以你要进到大马士城里去啊，让大马士那里一个弟兄叫做亚拿尼亚。
And I want you to enter the city of Damascus, and there will be a brother called Ananias.
这亚拿尼亚并不是很有名的，并不见不是名名不见经传的了。
And Ananias is not a famous disciple in the Bible.
不过圣经里面讲他是一个很虔诚的基督徒。
He's a very devout Christian.
啊，就叫这样一个弟兄啊，来为保罗按手。
It's that he will lay hand on Paul.
叫他的眼睛得开。
That his eyes might be opened.
并且把主要做的事呢，借着亚拿尼亚来告诉他。
And through Ananias, God wanted him to tell Paul what he's supposed to do.
弟兄姊妹知道这是什么？
So what is this?
那就是主给保罗告诉他了。你是离不开基督的身体的。
He's telling Paul, you cannot be apart from the body of Christ.
你并不是得救就可以了。
Not that you are being saved and that's enough.
你也并不是因为你看见了异象，得到了主的启示了，你就可以自己要做什么就可以做什么了。
And not that you receive this revelation from Jesus, you can do whatever you want.
你需要和这个地方的弟兄姊妹连接在一起。
You must be united with the people in that city.
你要知道你是基督身体里面一分子。
You are one of the members in the body.
你要和众弟兄姊妹集合成为一体的。
You have to be united with all the brothers and sisters there.
所以呢，就是保罗这样刚刚信主、刚刚得救的时候啊，就为他赐给他这么一个启示。
So as a new convert, God had given Paul this revelation.
带他进入这个基督身体的经历里面去。
He was led into the experience of the life of body of Christ.
为什么叫亚拿尼亚给他按手啊？
Why did he ask Ananias to lay hands?
按手在圣经中的意思啊，一个是代表联合，一个是代表交通。
So in the Bible, putting laying on hand.And on one hand means fellowship, on the other hand it means united with each other.
所以啊，这个就是讲到你需要进入基督的身体里边去。
So meaning that we have to enter into the body of Christ.
亚拿尼亚给他按手，也就代表那个地方的教会就接纳了、接受了这个保罗做他们。
So as Ananias lay hand on him, he's telling them the church there is accepting Paul as a member of the body.
So 这里今天我们每一个人姊妹都要学习认识的一个功课。
So this is a lesson that we all should learn.
我们做基督徒不是个别的。
So we as Christians is not individual.
但有些经历我们与主交通了，我们亲近主啊，这是个别的。
So as we have a fellowship with the Lord, these are all individual fellowship with God.
但是我们在侍奉上，在见证上，那是一个整体的。
But in serving God and as a testimony, it's a whole group.
并不是我高兴，我想怎么做就可以这么做的。
It's not I want to please me to do this, I will do it.
是我们应该把我们自己每一个人都投进这个基督的身体里边。
It's that all of us should be immersed in this body of Christ.
所以教会就建立在这样一个根基上。
So this is the foundation that the church is built on.
所以当保罗在一开始就有这样的启示，也有这样的经历。
So as Paul has this revelation and experience in the very beginning.
所以呢，在以后所写的书信当中啊，保罗的书信里面一个非常重要的信息。就讲到基督的身体教会的建立。
So therefore, and later on, he was able to write the book on the church, which is the body of Christ and the establishment of the church.
尤其是以弗所书、哥罗西书，叫我们看见基督是教会的头。
So in Ephesians and Colossians, we can see that Christ is the head of the church.
教会是基督的身体。
The church is the body of Christ.
这两句话讲得很简单。
It seems that it's a very simple sentence.
但需要我们真是在主的面前靠主的恩典来经历来进入的。
So we need God's grace in order to experience and enter into the reality.
所以这件事情很重要。
This is very important.
是保罗在主面前一个祷告。
So Paul has a prayer before the Lord.
也就是今天我们末了一点呢，就讲到我们在主面前要祷告。
So we'll talk about prayer. Now at the end of the sermon, we'll talk about this prayer.
来求主照明我们心中的眼睛。
Is that the eyes of our heart may be enlightened.
保罗在以弗所书第一章那个最后一个祷告啊。
So in Ephesians chapter 1, the last prayer in this chapter,
祷告, 求主赐下智慧启示的灵,
is that the Lord would, the Father would give us a spirit of wisdom and revelation,
照明我们心中的眼睛,
and that the eyes of our hearts may be enlightened,
叫我们知道几件事情,
to know several things.
第一件事情,
first,
要叫我们知道他的恩召与何等样的指望,
is that to know the hope of which we are being called.
我们看见这个恩召的指望的话呀, 你做基督徒就不一样,
if you know about this hope that you are called, that you as a Christian will be different.
你做基督徒就变成很喜乐很有荣耀的盼望,
and you will have a lot of joy, have a glorious hope.
第二个呢,
secondly,
叫我们知道他在圣徒中所得的基业,
and also know the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints.
这个基业呢, 一面说起来, 是我们在基督里边所得到的产业,
no, this inheritance, not only talking about the inheritance that we receive from the Lord.
另外一方面呢, 也讲到, 我们这基督徒呢, 在基督里边也成为神的产业,
is that we, the saints, also become God's inheritance.
第三件呢, 要我们知道, 他向我们这信的人所见的能力是何等的浩大。
And thirdly is to know the incomparably great power for us who believe.
第四点呢,
fourthly,
要叫我们认识教会是基督的身体。
Is to know that church is the body of Christ.
是那在万有中充满万有者的丰满。
Is the fullness of him who fills everything in every way.
这句话, 简简单的一句话,
it seems to be a very simple sentence here.
就是非常丰富的内容,
but it's full of meaning and riches.
今天我们没有时间讲,
we do not have time today to talk about this.
我们下面几次聚会, 我们会继续讲到基督身体。
In the future, we'll talk about it, about the church.
今天就停在这里。
We'll stop here now.
我们请罗云祥弟兄, 还有Thomas, 那两位带我们祷告。
We ask two brothers to pray.